Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 12, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Mike Hove.
Tonight, we are talking voter registration. Have you registered yet? What are you waiting for?
Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077.
We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Ndebele, and at VOA Shona. And of course, as you'd know by now, we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com.
Voter registration for the 2018 general polls is drawing to an end, with just over 4 million people having registered so far. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, had said it was targeting 7 million voters by the end of January, mid-January.
But that will certainly not happen because the numbers just do not add up. Meanwhile, different civil society organizations continue to mobilize using various tactics, including competitions and offering free transportation to those willing to register. The Election Resource Center, whose director will be joining us shortly, is one such organization. Lechona njani zihlobo ezithandekayo. Kwazi vaivatereri kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi kukurukura nenyaya yekunyoresa vavoti vachange vachivhota musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yakanga yati iri kutarisira kuti inge yanyoresa vavoti vanokwana ivo 7 million pakupera pechirongwa ichi muna January, asi pari zvino yagona kunyoresa vanhu vanokwana 4 million chete. Muri kuona kunge ichakwanisa here kunge ichinyoresa 7 million yakanga yakananga pakatanga chirongwa ichi, asi imimi kudzimba matonyoresa here kana musati chii chiri kunetsa? Ngati kurukure.
Ngizaqala kuti ngakwamukela kuhlelo putom.
Ngamukela wena.
Donkey. Yebo, kambizi lukandaba okhulumayo nguMike Hove, intatheli zindaba yase Studio 7, yimi ozabe uphatha uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje we're talking about e-registration. Senibhalisile na ku-commission ye-ZEC? So far i-ZEC ithe isibhalisile abantu abayi 4 million, bakhangela ukubhalisa abantu abayi 7 million by the end of uhlelo lolu. Uhlelo luzabe lugqiba ngomhla mid-January,
mid-January. I-outreach iphela mhlaka 19 kulinyanga.
Yebo.
December.
Yebo. Lokhu kuzaba yi-phase 4, angithi.
That's correct.
Siku-phase 4 manje. Right, that's correct. So, zulekandaba, ngenani kuhlelo, lingitshele. Selibhalisile na, especially thina bontanga abasakhulayo, selibhalisile na, liqakathekile kakhulu.
Talking about the innovations that civil society groups mm-hmm. are coming up with to encourage people to register, as I said earlier, there is the Election Resource Center, which is running a competition called The Run, mm-hmm. whereby if you're a young person, it doesn't matter the demographic. If you're an individual and you manage to mobilize 9 people, mm-hmm. they they have some kind of reward for you. You win a cup and a cape.
Mm-hmm.
They come and, you know, pick you up with your 9 friends to go and register.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we have the...
First guest, number one.
First guest, that's the director of the Zimbabwe, you know, the election resource center,
Yarasi.
Tawanda Chimini. Mr. Chimini, good evening and welcome. Unfortunately,
like
we
just lost him.
We have lost Mr. Tawanda Chimini there, the election resource center director. Asi ndanganichiri kutaura kuti vane makwikwi avari kuita ekuti kana uri munhu wakadai uchinzi Mike kana you know uri wechidiki kana munhu atokura hake. Hazvina basa. Kana ukagona kuwana ishamari dzako vanhu vanokwana ivo 9 vasati varegister vanenge vachida kunoregister unotovafonera nevanhu vako 9 ivavo vanouya vachizomupika nekuti vanenge vane transport then vomuendesa kumacenters ekunyoresa then iwewe wagona kumobilize vanhu ivavo uchange uchiwana an award kana kuti reward vanokupa cup ne cap
inenge ine zita rangu here cap
ameno inenge akanyorwa kuti I'm the boss. Ilo ke utaba esi ngalo lamhlanje sihlobo sithandekayo sikhuluma ngevoter registration sikhuluma ngendlela abenhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo abenza ngazo ukuhuka ke abantu ukuthi babhalise sikhuluma nge-election resource center inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eqhuba uhlelo lokuhuka abantu ukuthi babhalise bathi bona ungenelisa ukuthola abantu abangu 9 abayisishiyagalolunye abangakabhalisi ubafoneleke bazabuya le transport lamakhombi bathatha abantu labo lawe balihambise ku registration center wena ke suyathola umvuzo wakho ikepesi inkomicho zokusebenzele laphana yeah kule mvuzo emningi
so special boss.
Mm-hmm. Yilo ke utaba esingalo lamhlanje pane vamwe Mike tokunzwa mashoko kuti pane vamwe vari kuti anyaze kunyoretsa idzi adzisisina kukosha nekuti nekuti vamugave vakapiti gurwaka avasisipo pachigaro saka hanzi zvatinakira asi vemasangano akazvimirira ega vari kuti handizvo
zvakakosha
zvikuru kuti munhu ange achinyoresa uyezve achivhota and we have another guest that's Abameli lawyers director Mr. Tinei Mukwewa. Mnumzana Mukwewa siya kuamukela kuhle.
Yebo, benginjani balaleli?
Hayi siyaphila balaleli labo ngile Themba vaphilile. Luhamba njani uhlelo Mukwewa? Siyabona solusi emaphethelweni lapha iZack isibhalisa abantu abangu 4 million kuphela. Yona yayithe ikhangelele i 7 million. Kwenzakalani?
Yeah, okusobala emhlukulweni wasemathebeleland ukuthi abantu bebengelazithupha abantu belakho ukukhankasa kwezethu kuphuzile okwenze ukuthi abantu bengasukumeli phezulu emphumbeni lowo wokurejista lakho futhi ama-requirements sizwe kukhulunywa ngendaba yama-aliens izekhi iphuzile ukudila le ndaba yama-aliens okwenze ukuthi abantu bangasukumeli phezulu njalo okunye okwenze isigale yaba phansi ukuthi abantu abaningi vele abakho eZimbabwe ngoba estimated ukuthi kule population eningi engekho kwelaseZimbabwe etholakala eBotswana laseGoli lase kwamanye amazwe
apeshe va mukwe achimbotsanangurai kune vateereri vedu kuti nechishona kuti chii chiri kunyatso kunetsai panyaya yekundonyoresa kunovhota. Zeke yanga ichiti vadonyoresa vanhu 7 million chirongwa chaakutopera kaichi cheoutreach. Iko zvino angoregista vanhu 4 million. Chii chiri kunyatso kunetsai kuti mutarisire kusvika pa 7 million?
Chainetsa vanhu vakawanda kuti vasvike pa 7 million ndechekuti iyo Zeke haina kutarisa kuongorora marequirements akafanana nezvitupa kuti vanhu vanazvo here. Vazhinji vakashitadza kuregista nenyaya yekuti vanga vasina zvitupa nemabirth certificate. Izvo zvaikwaniswa kugadziriswa iyo dai Zeke yakafamba ichikoordinata basa even ra registrar general ichimtumira kuti aite kuti vanhu vawane zvitupa birth certificate kuzoti vazokwanisa kuregista. Nezvimwe futi Zeke yakanonoka kutanga basa rekushambadzira kuti registration yatanga. Vakazotanga kushambadzira iyo first session yavo yange yakutopera ndipopo vakatanga kushambadzira. Zvakaita kuti vanhu vashoma vakwanise kunge vachiregista. Nenyaya yapo yemaalien kuti Zeke yakatanga ichivharira vanhu vakawanda vemuZimbabwe ivo vanga nezvitupa zvakanyorwa kunzi alien. Vakanonokeswa kuregistrirwa kuregista. Nayo futi marequirements ekuti maalien aregiste unonzwa kuti munhu anofanirwe kunge ane chitupa icho chakanyorwa kunzi alien wozouya nebirth certificate. Vazhinji vakwegura havana kuwana mabirth certificate pakatorwa zvitupa iro pagore 1980. Apo pano vakapiwa inonzi special dispensation yekutora zvitupa.
Go takaona sabona ngevhiki edluleyo mnumzana mkwewa umgcinisihlalo weZeke unkosikazi Rita Makarau echiya umsebenzi. Siyazi esikhathini esiningi abantu bengayithembi kakhulu iZeke besithi yeyamele ikhanya yeyamele kucele lezanu PF. Ukusuka ukaMakarau lanxa singakabi kwazi ukuthi ngubani ozathatha isikhundla sakhe yinto na esingabona ikhuthaza abanye kade bengela njongo yokubhalisa sebesiyabhalisa.
Ukusuka kukaMakarau akusoze kusinte ezinye inkinga ezendaba yeZeke. Okwakuqala abantu bebecomplaina ukuthi iZeke ayina independent, but ukusuka kwakhe khonoko akusoze i-independence yeZeke ngoba iZeke iqashe abantu abebutho abafana lobabu Silayigwana Silayigwana Ndebele labanye. Okwenza ukuthi abantu bengayithembi nje iZeke lakho ukuthi uminister unothe namandla ukuthi approve indaba zeZeke ama-budget azo lokuthi bachashubani lokho ku-approvewa nguminister okutshengisela ukuthi iZeke ayila independence even uMakarau ehambile. UMakarau nje ube likhanda eyade liqhutshwa ngumzimba, yena umzimba wakhona awukatshintshi kodwa ikhanda selitshintshile. Ikhanda litshekiswa umzimba ungathi khanda jeka kanje liyojeka kanjalo.
So tell me something, Tanay. With all the changes that are happening in the country politically and, you know, with Ms. Rita Makarau resigning from her position at Zeke, are young people feeling inspired to go out there in their numbers to go register to vote now?
The issue of public confidence in ZEC is multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
It does not border around Rita Makarau alone.
Mm-hmm.
The young people would want to participate in electoral processes as long as the electoral the playing field is level, as long as there is no military intervention in electoral processes, as long as also the integrity of ZEC is improved.
Mm-hmm.
So the going and or the coming back of Rita Makarau would not necessarily stimulate young people to come and participate. Mm-hmm. What is needed is a total overhaul in how ZEC operates, mm-hmm. In its modus operandi. Young people would want a more engaging ZEC rather than a very combative ZEC.
Mm-hmm.
Young people would also, since they are online, young people are found online, yet ZEC policies do not seem to relate to the fact that in order to find young people, go online.
Mm-hmm.
So what is probably needed is a total overhaul of an institutional culture at ZEC where they should be all embracing and they should also move with the times and engage social media a lot more than they are doing, including a registration to be online,
mm-hmm.
so that you can be able to tap in to a large base of young people that are online.
But do you not think that having registration go online is something that could be dangerous? I mean, you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable to things like hacking, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yes, it does not necessarily mean that even manually the system is foolproof.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to be able to put is to put the necessary infrastructure to make sure that there is integrity,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that it meets international best standards. The U.S. has an online registration system, but we don't hear people talking about hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, the last elections, yes, there were rumors of the tampering of the electoral processes.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, what is probably needed is not to hide under the finger that online registration is prone to hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe did it manually, yet the elections were challenged in the year 2008 and in the year 2013, despite
mm-hmm.
the fact that people were registering manually. So it is not the electronic or manual registration process, but
mm-hmm.
what is probably needed is an institutional culture,
mm-hmm.
and also making sure that that falls and does its mandate to the total satisfaction of the people concerned.
Thank you there, Mr. Mukwewa. Those who've just joined in, it's 19 past 8 in Zimbabwe and 19 past 1 in the afternoon here in Washington. And tonight we are talking voter registration. And joining us now is Election Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini. Mkoma Chimini, maswera sei?
Taswera, erikana maswera au.
Aiwa, taswera bo. Ngati pinde imunyaya. Tukurukura nenyaya kunyoresa eva voti. Tukuzwa kuti munema kwikwi amuri kuita. Akanangana nekukurudzira eva kuti vange vachivota. Mboti tsanangurira ine makwikwi aya kuti ari kufamba sei?
Ya kuzira tukuita ndiye kuti vanhu ngavange vachibuda vachinovhota saka kasi vanhu ngavachite ari makwikwi saka nyanyo tarisana nevagari vemuHarare nemuBulawayo patakanotisa kuti vanga vachibuda vachinoregister vanovhota vanga vari vashoma saka makwikwi iwo ari kuedza kukurudzira vanhu kuti anenge akwanisa yatingati kuconvince kana kukurudzira vanhu vakawanda kuti vaende kunoregistra kuzovhota achitiratidza umbowo hwekuti aita izvi tange tichivapa mibayiro yakasiyana siyana. Izvi zvakabatanawo nezvatiri kushanda nevamwe vanova vanhu vekuzim rights vekuzimbabwe vekuavameli vekunyc kuchitian alliance vari kuita ari kunzi madoor to door campaigns vachitumira vanhu kuti vange vachinogongodza mudzimba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti hande isinoregistra kunovhota. Saka tiri kushanda nemaorganizations iwavo zvakare tichifembedza pamaredhiyo kuti shoko ringe richisvika kwese kwese. Toisawo zvakare makombi ataisa muHarare atichati kutarisira kuti taisawo Bulawayo anenge achizotakura vacho vari kunzi vari kuda kunonyoresa kunovhota asi havana yatingati transport vasvike paregistration center. Mumakombi imomo tiri kuisawo zvakare maafidavit form acommissioner of oath anenge achibva atovagadzirira magwaro anodikana kuti munhu asvike achikwanisa kunoregistra kunovhota. Manhero anaya tatobva kuudzwa nevekuhighfield kuri kuregistwa nevanhu vezek kuti aiwa timbomire kuendesa makombi ikoko nekuti vangava kuti basa ravawandira kuti zvinhu zvatiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kuresponda zvakanyanya vachishandisa mikana yatiri kupa vanhu varegistra. Takanyanyotarisira kuti manhambers evanhu vari kuregistra muHarare nemubulawayo vawedzereke nekuti mumaprovinces iwavo takatichikompeya nevamwe maprovinces vanhu vabuda kuzoregistra vachiri anda yatingati 50%. Zvinova zvinhu zvisiri kutifadza. Tiri kuda kuti vanhu vemumatown vange vachiwanawo izvi kunonzwika zvakafanana nevanhu vari kumamisha vari kunyoresa kuzovhota vakawanda.
Thank you there, Mkoma Chimini. Rambai muri parunhare timbotora mutereri. Mr. Chimini navamukwewa, please do stay on the line, both of you. Timbotora mutereri vatawatama. Makadi mukoma wangu?
Takasimba baba, makasimba were.
Aiwa, takasimba. Matibata muri kupi?
Ndiri kuGokwe.
Kwakanaka here uGokwe?
Kwane Mangwe.
Ko mainzwa nyaya iri mugango makatonyoresa here kana kuti muri kunyoresa?
Hongu isu kuno vazhinji takanyoresa kunyange zvazvo takanyoresa zvakaoma.
Sei?
Zvaiva zvakaoma baba kunyanyanyanya chirongwa ichi chakatanga kusvikira kumasambu chechipiri chirongwa ichi sechirongwa chinyuwani chakauya vanhu vasingazivi chinonzi PVR saka zvaida kuti hurumende yainge yatanga yachengetaisa vanhu kuti vazive chinotombonzi PVR chacho zvino ivo vaingotaura nemaleaders emapartis whilst majority yezimbabwe yanga isina kana ruzivo zvakare mamapolitical parties anga asina maresources okunyatsosvika kuvanhu vavo echivadzidzisa nezvekuti chii chinonzi pera zivi ndo chimwe chinhu chikuru chakanyanya kukonzesa kuti vanhu vasanoregistra kuvhota.
Asi vechidiki mayouth sezvo chirongwa ichi chiri chemayouth ari kunyoresa here igogo?
Tiri kutoshamisika kuti namba ichiri ipapo. Kuno mayouth mazhinji takanyoresa kuvhota zvekutoti vakatotambudzika nekunyoresa kuvhota vanhu vane zvitupa zvimwe zvakatonge zvisina maapichas ekunatoona echikuru vaivai nekuchikonzerewo chekutiwo pavaita pamasendes avaita zvekurejista kuvhota madezi avo aitakapfuura munhu asina kupedzerwa zvinhu zvake aizi mingaende kofi kana edistrict kana kurecherwa kune imwe constituency at the end of the day maresosi nekusvika ikoko aimunesa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Tawatama.
Tawatama Johnson hongu.
Thank you there. Avo vanga vari vaTawatama ekulumake usikhume esegokwe. Kulumake kuti hayi vabhalisa mpela khonale luhamba kuhle uhlelo nje lanxanje sithe kuqaliseni babe ngani kuyabaphica kancane ngoba uhulumende ya wayengachazisanga ukuthi luzohamba njani lolu hlelo. So mkoma Chimini timboenderera mberi apo before we go to Tinei. Vemasangano akazvimirira oga takambege tichinzwa vachiti vachange vachikurukura nezek nehurumende kuti inge ichiwedzera nguva yekunyoresa sezvo tichiona kuti chirongwa icha kusvika kumagumo. Mati masangana here nezek yacho? Mgoma chimini? I think
atumtuwe china kuno umwe musangano wadedzo kanezek kuti tinge tichikurukura dzimwe nyaya yatingati stakeholder engagement nemaorganizations akazvimiririra inyaya yatiroda kupinza mudariro, asi takanyanyotarisira nyaya yekuti pasarudzirwa chaitwa nzvimbo dzekuwedzera kana dzekuextenda voter registration inofanira kunge iri hurukuro inoitwa atikati mastakeholders ese tichiwirirana. Chatinganyokurudzira ndechekuti nzvimbo idzodzo ngadzisarudzwe pachena uyezve dzichipa mukana kune vanhu vese vari mumawadzi vese mikana yekuti vange vachidzokawo vachizoregista kuzovhota, nekuti hatingabva tazoti kwakati ngatiwedzerei chete. Dambudziko rinobuda tikangoita zvekuva selective kunongedzera kuti handei apa asi tisingaendi apa tachazoitika kakufungidzira kekuti pamwe kwaendeswa mishina yekunyoresa uku kangova kune nzvimbo nevanhu vanovhotera bato rakaete, saka pamwe kuwedzera kwaitwa registration ikoko inyaya yekuti tikuda kuwedzerwa kuitira kuti bato iroro ringe richizohwina sarudzo. Saka kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti kana tichiwirirana kuti nzvimbo dzichaendeswa kunowedzereswa mukana yekunyoresa kuzovhota ngadzisarudzwe pachena, zviri pachena ngadzisarudzwe tichibvunzirwa munhu wese anoita nezvesarudzo kuitira kuti zvinge zviri pachena pasaitika kufungidzira kanenge karipo.
Vachimini mambotaura nezvemubayiro muchiti vanhu vakabuda and then pacompetition yenyu chimbonyatsotsanangura kuti mubayiro yacho vanhu vanenge vachiwina zvinhu zvakaita sai?
Matarisiro atiri kuita tinoda kuti vanhu vange vachihwina nhare mbozha tichange tichitarisawo atingati matablets pachirungu zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kuzokommunicata, nekuti kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavarambe vachipuhwa information yakakwana kuti vange vachibatawo nyaya dzesarudzo idzodzo vachipatisipetawo. Tichange tichipa atingati maheti maketi tichapa matishets, saka mibayiro yakati wandei yatiri kupa nekufambawo kwenguva tichange tichiona kuti zvimwe zvatingapa zvii kuitira kuti tiite yatingati incentivise nyaya yevoter registration iyoyo. Zvakakosha kuti vanhu vange vachishandisa mikana iripo yekuti vange vachibatawo sarudzo. Saka kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti ngatibatei vanhu vakawanda kuti titi panozoitika sarudzo titi vanhu vakawanda vakabuda vachinonyoresa kuzovhota. Zvakakosha panyaya dzesarudzo ndedzekuti sarudzo zvinobuda musarudzo zvinodhisaidwa nevanhu vabuda kuzovhota kana vabuda kuzobata basa nezvesarudzo. Vanhu vakagara mumba zvinobuda musarudzo zvinongobuda chete nekurehwa kwazvinenge zvaita nevashoma vacho vanenge vabuda ivavo. Saka kurudziro ndinoda vanhu vakawanda kupfuura vanogara kumba kuti vange vachibuda ndosaka tiri kuita zvatiri kugwedza kutsanangura kuti tibuda izvozvo.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Chimini. Mkwewa size guwe emakaya lapa nyazi lisebenzela kobulawayo kodwa la semakaya leke lifike ontanga ikakhulwa bemaphandleni bona bathini bayaphakamela phezulu na alo mkwewa? Halo, mnumzana mkwewa? We are having difficulties connecting with mkwewa there. Mr. Mkwewa, are you still on the line?
Sounds like he's there.
Mr. Mkwewa? Anyway, let me throw that question to Mr. Chimini. Mr. Chimini, how would you characterize the participation or the response by youth, especially in the rural areas?
The participation of youth in rural areas has been a bit more satisfactory than compared to the towns, especially if you're looking at phase one and phase two. Mm-hmm. When you look at the towards the end of phase three, we've started to see more uptake of young people. The difficult part at the moment is that the data being shared by ZEC in terms of those that have registered is not segregated enough to actually confirm our observations in terms of watching people walk into the registration center and successfully register. So we are still pretty much worried about the numbers of young people that are going out to register, generally both in towns and in rural communities. But we can only confirm the actual statistics once ZEC has finalized the compilation of this data and disaggregated it in a manner that allows us to do quick assessment. So what we're sharing in terms of the levels of participation of youth is purely on the basis of observing people walking in and out of the registration center. And it's not yet backed by actual figures from the Election Commission. And so I insisted to the Election Commission lately as last week to say that by now the Commission must be able to share disaggregated data. This is important for purposes of transparency. This is important for purposes of verifying the details, the voter registration process, so that when they say we've got 4 million people registered to vote, it's actually verified by states that they are able to share. This is also important for informing strategies around mobilization, so that we can be sure that we need to repackage our strategy for registration, for mobilization for registration, to ensure that we target the right demographics, mm-hmm, to get them to come out and register to vote.
So, Mr. Chimini, with the introduction of aliens being eligible to vote, well, to register to vote, what are the possibilities of ZEC hitting their 7 million expected number by the end, by mid-January?
I think the potential of hitting the 7 million mark still remains, because, as you'll understand, voter registration by its very nature is going to be a continuous process. Mm-hmm. So even if the blitz actually comes to an end, mm-hmm, and there is no extension of the blitz, mm-hmm, you're still going to see continuous registration happen. So, mm-hmm, not even talking about it ending by mid-January, the fact that registration will continue until 2 days after the nomination period. And, mm-hmm, if you are doing an assessment of the election calendar, you're potentially going to get a nomination happen around end of May, end of April to, well, end of March to mid-April, for us to meet the constitutional deadline of around the 23rd of August of our elections. So if you're looking at these timelines, the potential to get the 7 million mark, not necessarily by the 15th of July, but by the time we go for elections, is real and it's there. But when it comes to the issue of early...
It looks like we just lost Mr. Chimini.
Kodwa obesachazisa ukuthi ngokubona kwakhe i 7 million isingayibamba i ZEC lapho kuyaphelela khona uhlelo lolu. Utsho njalo ke uChimini uthi it's positive that the 7 million target is within reach.
Of course. So just to read a couple of comments that I'm seeing on our Facebook page, I am right now on the VOA Shana page. Gracious Mudora Arutupe, welcome to the program, Gracious. Philip Tichao na Shamba Arut, watching from Zambia. Good to know that we're in Zambia. Philip Munjaranji Arut Ndrukuona Angu Ndrumu Truck Pateguin. Don't drive and be on your phone. You must tell these people, don't drive and be on your phone, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
Isaac Masaire Arutupe, welcome, Isaac. Simbarashe Matsungu Arukuti Kitine Katsi, same vote won't change, Luto. What do you think?
I think it's important to adopt make it a clear. Positive. Let's be positive. Mm-hmm. Get a positive attitude. And in many cases, people fail because, you know, they wear a negative attitude. Mm. They adopt a negative, mm-hmm, attitude before even they try. So, you know,
I mean, they do say that, and, you know, if you don't go out there and register to vote or don't go out there and vote, you're basically giving your vote to the person that you don't want to be the leader.
Exactly.
Okay. So,
they say good things come to those
who wait.
No.
Oh, which one?
No.
Which one is it?
Good things don't come to those who wait.
Uh-huh.
Good things come to those who go out and make them happen.
That's a different one. That's a
first
one.
Yeah, if you wait, nothing good will come to you.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. That is very true. Lucia Stella Mapogu is saying, oh, she must be responding to what Tine was talking about the online registration thing. She says, you cannot have registration online for Pete's sake. He continues and he talks about America, and she says, it's not true, it's manually done and then computerized for safekeeping. So basically she's saying the actual registration is not done online. I don't know if Lucia lives in America. Must be interesting. I'd love to hear if she's ever done it. But yeah. Tendai Humbasha is saying, watching from Mozambique. And Progress Liwayo watching from Joburg. And then Michael Panache is watching from Cape Town. We're everywhere, my friend.
Of course, we are ubiquitous.
Award-winning show.
We are ubiquitous.
So what are people on the Develop page saying?
Okay, let me log into my Facebook. Meanwhile, let's talk about the so-called online blitz by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ispatamandla says, Zach, otloyele silayigwana, uphume ngenyanga edluleyo. Esithi yena, iZach, sebe kubonile ukuthi ontanga batholakala kakhulu enkundleni zobulembu be-internet. Kungaba ku-Facebook, kungaba ku-Instagram, kungaba ku-Twitter, kungaba ngapi. Wathi ke sebeqala uhlelo lokungena kulezo nkundla ukuze bezame ukuhuga abasakhulayo. Ngiyayilandela iZach ku-Twitter, ngiyahamba njalo ku-Facebook enkundleni yabo, epagini labo. Angiboni lowo mkankaso. There is nothing. Zach yakambe ngiyavimbisa ba utlile silayigwana bakavimbisa pa mwezi wa fura vakati vazviona ivo seZach kuti vechidiki vari kuwanikwa kazhinji pa ma social networks anosanganisira Facebook, Twitter, Instagram nemamwe akawanda wanda. Naizvozvo vaisilaigwana vakataura kuti vava kutanga campaign kana kuti chirongwa chekupinda muma social networks vachikurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese. Asi ndinogara nichipinda pa Twitter page yezek mazuva ese pa Facebook yavo hapana chirongwa ichocho hamene kuti
nangwe website yavo yakambonetsa futi
at times haivhuri website yacho but inombovhura
inoshanda painoshanda.
Yeah, but to reach out to those young people, Mr. Slaygwana was saying, I think they really have to push the envelope and make sure on Twitter they maintain a presence. The only time that Zach posts something on Twitter is either they are retweeting the Election Resource Center, or they are giving us an update of how many people have registered.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should do better. They should do more.
Mm. Okay, I see the likes and the loves. I love it. I love it. People keep doing this. So I hear we've got a caller from Mozambique. Hello, Mr. Caller. Hello, Mr. Mozambique.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello, madam. How are you?
I'm fine.
So, can we get your name, please? We were not told. We were just told you're from Mozambique. What is your name, madam?
This is Mozambique,
but it's Zimbabwe. We're sorry, madam. We're sorry. Hey, sakatachi kumura kuti mudi botipa ukazita renyu kuti bonyatso kurukura nyaya iripo. Sevi. Saka mzvare Sevi, tiudzeka mafungiro enyu enyaya iripo. Imanyoresa here kundovhota?
Haisati ndanyoresa kuvhota.
Chii chiri kunetsa?
Chiri kunetsa nechekuti vekunyoresa kuvhota vakauya konyoresa kuvhota, but isusu tanga tisati taane zvitupa.
Asi chirongwa chiri kuendera mberi wani?
Ndekuti kudai vakatangisa vemabhesi mberi nezvitupa kuti tikwanisa kunyoresa kuvhota.
Ko, mune makore mangane kuberekwa?
Ndine makore
23. Yes. Saka amuna kana birth certificate.
Andina.
Yakarasika kana kuti pakuberekwa kwenyu hamuna kana kumboitora.
Andakambotora but rakarasika.
Rakarasika. Ko kana muchienda kuma offices zavo ava mudede vari kuti chi?
Tichienda kuma offices vanopinda timbomirira kukwa mutare.
Kukwa mutare kwacho hamusati maenda?
Vanoti tombotarisa kukwa mutare kumakombiyuta.
Hamusati maenda here kwa mutare kwacho iko?
Ndakaenda chipinge saka ivo vanoti tozotarisa kwa mutare tozomutaurira kana achinge zvichinge rabuda.
Saka makanyoresa kuti munge muchiwana birth certificate yacho.
Ndakambozama kuedza kuda kutora patamandai pachipinga. Asi zvaitenesa nekuti ma birth certificate yacho akuto anenge achitobhadhariswa kuno.
Makabhadhara mari?
Ini ndandisina mari. Vanga vane mari vaibhadhara $50.
Saka imimi hamuna kuzotora nenyaya yekuti hamuna mari.
Inonetsa?
Ya, inonetsa nyacho. Asi hurumende haina umbo. Anyway, regai tifunze
vachimini.
Anyway, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Munge muchiterera ndofunga muchabatsirika. Vachimini vanogona kumupa yambiro ichamubatsira.
Tinotenda.
Tinotendawo zvikuru. Mr. Chimini, we understand that you are big. You heard from our caller. She's saying that she's unable to register because, you know, she doesn't have a birth certificate. And she also doesn't have money to get that birth certificate. Wasn't there an order from the government for the registrar general to issue people with, you know, birth records without any cost?
There was definitely an order to that effect, but the surprising thing was that we have witnessed very, I don't know what would be the best word to describe this, very erratic behavior by the registrar. One, in terms of the issues that you're raising, where this information has not been effectively disseminated to all the district offices to facilitate free issuance of IDs by this office. Then number two, we have received concerns, and I was hoping that my colleagues from Bunawayo today would be online, but just we have received some reports where these officials from the registrar have actually gone out and purported to issue out IDs, but they've registered people and not issued out the IDs. So up until now, there are people who that their details taken, who should have received the IDs, but they have not yet received the IDs. And the registration process in terms of the blitz is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. So we have received this erratic kind of behavior from the registrar's office. And it seems like a very difficult office to really access. And the expectation would be in this new era, as has been suggested by our new president, this office begins to serve people in a manner that is responsive to the needs of the people. The question of identity is a right. So I would urge those that have faced challenges with accessing this right to get in touch with the Election Resource Center via the toll-free number. I would give 0808. So it's 0808219. if they call on this number and they share their information, we're able to assist in terms of following up on these issues. And we are prepared to even litigate if it is necessary. And I know we're working with Abameli on these issues. We're also working with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights on these issues. Mm-hmm. So we stand ready to assist those that have challenges. If you call using that toll number, 0808-219, it's free if you're calling from an Econet number. So you will not be billed when you call on that number.
Mm-hmm. We will definitely be getting in touch with that caller to share your details, Mr. Chimini. And please do stay on the line. Aqhubeke ubambile khonapho singeneke kuFacebook esindebele lapha kuVOA Ndebele. Bayabhala abalaleli uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba uthi yena mina I think abantu abalalo ithemba ukuthi ukhetho lamavoti abo azoba protected ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi uhulumende ophetheyo udume ngokurigama elections and right. Ayikho into enikeza ithemba ukuthi kukhona okungavikela ukuthi ama-elections angarigwa. UGift Moyo uthi, forget about voting in Zimbabwe. The army is in charge of the country, not Mnangagwa. So, they will always rig to maintain their power while remote control him behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll promise Thandazo Musawenkosi uthi yena, if iZANU-PF izoyenza kuhle, itshintshe izinto zibe kahle, izozitholela ukusekelwa kwabantu. Martin Mhlanga uthi yena, I have a question. In Zimbabwe, whose interests do the uniformed forces prioritize? Uno Makabo uthi yena, how are people without birth certificates or IDs are meant to vote? Also, is it true the military is beating people up if they haven't registered to vote? That is not true. They know Makabo as far as we
military.
Know.
Mm. I see here Mandla Dube is commenting saying, Ogutlupa, you proof of residence. Mr. Chimini, is this still a big issue when it comes to the registration process?
One of the major deterrents remains the extra documents required for one to register. And definitely, the issue of proof of residence is proving to be a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
So, hence our attempt to work on this on two fronts. Number one, to negotiate with ZEC, still insisting that the Electoral Act provides for ZEC to use its discretion to decide whether it's necessary to have proof of residence or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the argument given by ZEC to say that they need proof of residence so that they can allocate or verify where one resides, because our voters' roll is going to be polling station specific, falls away purely on the basis that when anyone goes to register, they are able to say what their address is.
Now,
so that must be sufficient enough. In fact, in terms of the Electoral Act, it actually says that ZEC may ask for proof of residence.
Mm-hmm.
So they could use their discretion. But ZEC has been adamant that they would require the proof of residence.
Mm-hmm.
So as an option to that, we have been working with others to provide what are called Form VR9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this form is an affidavit form.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the shuttles that we've set out, and the call center that I've already mentioned mm-hmm. about, we have commissioners of oath on hand to assist people who want to go and register by commissioning these affidavits for these prospective voters, so as to ensure that at least the question of documentation is addressed by availing the necessary documentation and also availing the necessary facilities in terms of commissioning these documents.
Mm-hmm. Now, you find that you have a lot of diaspora youths that have never been to Zimbabwe. They have had families that have all moved out of the country. If they're looking to go back to register to vote and the proof of residence thing is still so heavy, how do they go about something like that? How do you guys help them?
Yes, we are able to help them. If they are coming back to Zimbabwe, they are citizens of Zimbabwe, they have a right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, they have an address that they use when they're in Zimbabwe, right?
But if they don't,
they can still,
because some have completely moved out.
To facilitate the process, Sorry?
I'm saying, so what happens for those that have completely moved out, that have sold their houses and have, like, for 20 years, they have not had a Zimbabwean address?
No, these people, when they do come home, they've got relatives.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these people have relatives. Mm-hmm. They have some connection with Zimbabwe. So they still have the right to vote. So they can use the addresses of their relatives.
Okay.
And get these addresses on the form VR9 and get it commissioned. They will register to vote. Every Zimbabwean has the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're Zimbabwean, they can use this facility and register to vote. But they need to physically do it, because our fight with ZEC to ensure that such registration facilities are also made available for Zimbabweans in the diaspora has hit a snag. But we are not relenting. We are still insisting that the right to vote must be extended to every Zimbabwean, regardless of where they are, regardless of their address. So as long as they are citizens of Zimbabwe, if they are in the diaspora, if they are in prison, if they are in hospitals, mm-hmm. they have a right to vote, and these facilities for registration must be availed to them.
You mentioned something very interesting there, Mr. Chimini, before we go to Mkwewa. Murukuti chero vari mujere, but hurumende yakati vari mujere havavoti.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
We have lost
I guess you can send it to Tine.
Tine, the... No, we've lost Dine. Hello? We still have,
Dine is here. We've lost Chimini.
Mr. Chimini,
Mkwewa. Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry we've lost Tawanda there. I was saying, Chimini, umnumzana Chimini, uve kulume something very interesting. Lapa utiena, langa usechele, lilungelo lago logu palisa. Koto akulume nika chongo inu uti awasechele kabasoze bavote.
What I was saying is that the government has given this position to say that those in prison can't vote. But this is not the effect of law. Mm-hmm. This is an interpretation that government is giving. Mm-hmm. And it's an interpretation that must be decided in terms of the court. So there is already a case before the court seeking to ensure that there is enfranchisement of people in prison. They have a right to vote. Our constitution is clear. So any attempt to bar Zimbabwean citizens to register to vote can be deemed unconstitutional.
Asi muri kuona nyaya iyoyo ichibudirira here kumatare tichitarisawo zvakaitika panyaya yemaaliens.
Takatarisa zvemaaliens zvinogona kubuda simbisa nyaya kuti constitution iri kuti chii. Tinoramba takangosimbirira neconstitution yatinayo nekuti iri kutibatsira. So kutonga kuhurumende kana kusiri kuirana neconstitution semukana wekuramba tichisimudzira nyaya iyoyo. Isusu tiri kuziva kuti patakamira ndipo pachokwadi takatarisana neconstitution. Saka hurumende ngaitiratidze yakabata constitution kuti ndepapi pari kunzi muzvarwa wemuZimbabwe asvika makore 18. Ari kunzi neconstitution iyoyo ane kodzero yekuvhota nekuti apinda mujeri haasisina kodzero yekuvhota. Tikatarisawo zvakare zviri kuitika muSadak. Sadak yakabudikidza nyaya iyoyo yekuti vanhu, including vari mudiaspora, ngavapuhwe mukana wekunyeresa kuti vagozovhota. Tikatarisa sarudzo dzakaitika manje manje muAfrica munomu, Ghana, Kenya, vari muusungwa vari kutendedzwa kuti vange vachizovhota. Saka tanyanya kukosha paZimbabwe kuti kodzero iri kupuhwa vamwe vanhu irimo muconstitution medu ikodzero yatinonyima vamwe vedu vemazimbabwe. Saka pane mukana uripo, asi zvinhu izvozvo zvinobuda nekusanda ruzhinji rwedu rwemuZimbabwe tikatanga kuzvitaura tichizvibudisa pachena kuti kuhurumende inzwe kuti havasiri vashoma chete vari kuti teedzerai zvinotaurwa nefumbiro redu, asi munhu wese muZimbabwe ari kuzvitaura kuti hurumende yedu ngaiteedzere mutemo, ngaiteedzere bumbiro redu. Tikatanga kuzvitaura izvozvo zvichavaremera ivo sehurumende kuti varambe vachiita zvinhu zviri kubuda pachena kuti vanhu vari kuzviona kuti zvavari kuita hazvisi pamutemo.
Thank you there, Mr. Chimini. Uyakhuluma ke lapho ubaba uChimini uthi abantu abasejele izibotshwa lazo zilelungelo lokuvota ngoba isisekelo sombuso kasibandlululi kasitsho ukuthi ungangena ejele kawuselalo ilungelo lokuvota kodwa bengimbuza-ke lapho ukuthi kodwa ubona lolo daba luphumelela na emthethwandaba ngoba ludaba oluphambi komthethwandaba uthi ubona lungaphumelela ngoba laba abalabazali abavela kwamanye amazwe okuthiwa ngama-aliens bavunyelwa ukuthi bavote. And I hate this, you know, aliens. This word, aliens. it sounds like you're talking about some extraterrestrial creatures coming to Zimbabwe to register.
Mm-hmm. Yet they're citizens.
Yeah, it's I don't like it.
Vachi mini ndinomvunzo and ukuverenga comment iyanyorwa na mama wa Jesu. Ari kuti ngavaise mamwe ma office kunze kwenyika ekuregister vamwe tigokwanisa kuvota. What are the possibilities of I know that's been a continued question that's been asked time and time and time and time again, but with all the changes coming in, what are the possibilities of that happening?
Anything is possible. Let me just start by saying, look, already we have a crisis in the sense that current administration of the election processes allowed a select few of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to actually exercise their right to vote. So when you talk about diaspora voting and their access to that registration process, it's nothing new. Mm-hmm. People on diplomatic missions working on government business outside the country, they've always been afforded the right to vote. Mm-hmm. They vote via post. So when we're saying this right must be extended to every Zimbabwean outside the country, mm-hmm. it is not something unique. It is something that is already happening, and on the basis of the Constitution, which Constitution speaks out against discrimination? Mm-hmm. Why must we be selective about who can access the vote? It's discriminatory to say, because I'm not employed by government, and I'm working in the diaspora, I do not have a right to vote. That is problematic. So, in terms of creating facilities for registration outside the country, SEC has been adamant to say that they will not do it. Because they feel that there is no enabling act that allows them to set up registration centers outside the country. Now, there's been an argument that has been used, which is based on the High Court decision that came out late with regard to the diaspora vote. Mm-hmm. And part of the challenge with the application that was made to the High Court was that there was an attempt to actually argue for the setting up of constituencies outside Zimbabwe, because other countries do it. The diaspora vote is then put into a constituency which becomes an additional constituency to the countries, the in-country constituencies. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a bit problematic because your constitution already prescribes how many constituencies you have. Mm-hmm. But what we are saying about setting up these centers for registration is to say these people in the diaspora have homes, they have relatives, they have interests in particular constituencies, in particular wards, in particular locations within Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. If we are saying that they can contribute to the economy and are bringing in remittances, why can't we extend their right to vote and allow them to register to vote, giving their address in the same way that a diplomat on government business is giving an address in Zimbabwe and yet they're based in the UK or in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and they're allowed to vote. Now, there's a logistical challenge in terms of setting up registration centers in the diaspora to facilitate for people to register to vote. We acknowledge that. But progressively, we can see our election commission attempt to actually say, we will start with these locations where we know there are huge populations of Zimbabweans, and we will progressively work at expanding this over time. The diaspora vote in the state of Kenya has not been extended everywhere, if you were to follow what has happened in Kenya. Mm-hmm. They have started to progressively work at it. So people in Rwanda were given access to register to vote. People in South Africa were given access to register to vote. But you know, Kenyans are empty. So mm-hmm. at least there must be an attempt by the election administration to progressively work at facilitating this. It's the sad reality is that the election commission has given this. We will not even exploit, which is problematic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Chimini. That's Mr. Chimini there with his last word. And we also had Mr. Tine Mukwewa, of the director of the Abameli Lawyers. Tawana Chimini is the director of the organization Election Resource Center. This is it. Zimbabwe, let's meet again next week. Same time.
Same place.
Same platform, same place. I'm Tungamilinkomo.
Zimbabwe, Mike Ove. See you next week.